Hello and welcome to the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am Dave Mamano, your host, and today we're here to help achievers and business owners and leaders move forward so that they can reach their potential. Avanti means move forward in Italian, and that's what we're going to do today. I do this by interviewing Rochester's greatest business movers and shakers, and today on the show I have a great guest, John Iannone. John, how are you doing? Welcome to the show.
Doing great, Dave. Thanks.
Iannone or Iannone?
It's right. Depends what continent you're in. It's Iannone.
Iannone. If you're in Europe, they're gonna emphasize every little vowel that they can.
The
right?
E is an I, so it's right. Iannone.
Your grandmother says Iannone, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, John, welcome to the show. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Dave.
You have been a force of nature in Rochester when it comes to the car sales, I'll say movement. And I say movement because it's changed so much over the past, I'll say 15, 20 years, where, it used to be more of a traditional business, which they still have, where you go to the big franchise dealership and buy the new car. But, everything has been, I'll say, quote unquote, disrupted in today's world due to the internet, due to changing trends and habits and consumer tastes and how they want to buy everything.
Right.
Amazon.com, you could buy anything on Amazon.com. Right. If I owned them all, I'd be a little worried. and so you have taken the car sales business to a whole new level, offering something that the way you do it really didn't exist, I'll say 15 years ago, maybe 20 years ago. So, John, we'd love to hear. Let's start off by going behind the curtain.
Okay.
And tell us the history of how you got started in the car business and then where you are today.
Okay. Well, I originally went to school for engineering at RIT and mm-hmm. decided that wasn't my path. Mm-hmm. And married my high school sweetheart and needed to make, obviously a good living, and spoke to a friend and said, I'm looking for a job. And he said, we're having a weekend sale at Kerner Ford. Back in the day, it was on West Henrietta Road. So I went there for the weekend. I sold three cars and I thought, wow, this is kind of easy money. And I loved it. My dad was a mechanic. We always had cars around the house. And so it was kind of something that I always loved, was the car business or being around cars. And then I started on the ground floor, sold cars for about 5 or 6 years, worked my way up to sales manager, used car manager, general manager. And through the process, obviously, I learned the good things of the business and the bad things in the business. Or I should say things that I heard the consumer telling me repeatedly what they wanted, and decided to break loose and decided to rewrite the used car business more on a retail perspective and really be a consumer advocate and say, okay, well, there's no reason to negotiate the price. I am going to tell my best price up front. I'm going to knock out that abrasiveness. As soon as they walk in the door, we're gonna find them the best car. We're really gonna focus on that, and realizing that we're definitely all migrating to an Amazon model, and the days of having a person just shop their local market are gone. When people shop now, the radius in which they shop is much larger. Margins are shrinking, so. How do you compensate for that? Well, really, the only answer is volume. Kind of the Walmart. Stack them high, sell them cheap, but keep the volume going. So I saw that about 10 years ago, 12 years ago, saying, okay, this is going to be a race to the bottom. So we better pick up our volume, and we better think of a way that consumers are going to find it fast, simple, and easy to find the car they want, the price they want, without the hassle, without the history of things that have happened to people as they were purchasing their vehicle. So we kind of just made it a process in which we invited the guests to do their shopping on the showroom with us. We wanted to be the advocate. We wanted to say our deal is good because here's what we have, here's what's in the market, here's our competition, and here's how we price against them. And believe it or not, that was kind of revolutionary. rewind 15 years ago. So, but now it's evolved into something even faster moving. And you have to reinvent yourself in the car business, because what we've really seen happen in the car business, the Berkshire Hathaways and the real big money in the United States now, has a great focus on used car chains. And primarily because it's so fragmented, mom and pa, they have things that perhaps corporate structures and corporate procedures will turn those results even better. Economies of scale, and CarMax really wrote the book. CarMax proved to Wall Street and the nation that it is such a completely fragmented part of the business, used cars, that if you do have a system in place and you do it right, you know, great things can happen. And they are, I'm not quite sure what their market cap is, maybe $50 or $60 billion, and they
for CarMax. Yeah.
And they only have 100 locations.
Wow.
So technically they have about $100 million for each rooftop is what they value those. So it's a crazy business. But getting back to kind of the evolution, I started that back in 2006 and had a beautiful run with Auction Direct. And
so you founded Auction Direct in 2006.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So 11 years ago, right? Yeah.
Yeah. 11 years ago.
Yeah.
And
it seems longer than that. I don't know why, but
it
in retrospect, it grew pretty fast.
So it was fantastic. And prior to that, we had a small used car, kind of a boutique used car organization called Auto Depot USA. And I started that with my partners, John and Tony Gabrielli, and really started to write the business model and testing the market and testing one price selling, which was, here again, like you had said, you know, I guess the same thing with the iPhone. You know, it was only, 10 years ago that the iPhone was invented or something like that. We just celebrated that, and it seems like, oh, my God, they've been around forever, hasn't it?
How do we live without it, right?
Exactly, right? But but anyways, it was kind of the incubator for the Auction Direct plant model. Great company. I've gone on to pursue another company that I've started, Auto Outlets USA. And just taking the... you know, the basics of what I just spoke about and taking it to a new level.
Great. So, John, it is amazing to think that you're talking about the model. You look at a lot of successful business models that were scattered and all of a sudden came together, like the garbage business, right?
And correct.
I'm spacing the guy's name, but he started...
Wayne Huizenga?
So he saw all these mom and pop garbage places and brought them together, right?
Correct.
You think of even, I mean, Howard Schultz, I think he brought just coffee in general to the next level.
Correct.
Right? I mean, tons of little coffee shops all over the place.
Right.
You look at, and then Wayne Gazenga also, Blockbuster, right? He saw all these little video places and then, you know, created Blockbuster or brought that to the next level. And so it's kind of very ripe, this industry of what you're talking about, is all these mom and pop, quote unquote mom and pop, you know, used car outlet places. Really, it's just waiting there for someone to bring it to the next level, right?
Right, absolutely.
So,
right.
Hey, you know what, John? We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back, and we're going to talk more about your journey. I'm Dave Amato from the Avanti Entrepreneur Show here with John Iannone from Auto Outlets USA. I didn't add the USA before. That's the full name, right?
Right.
Auto Outlets USA. All right, we'll be right back.
Automotive, travel, finance, home repairs, fine living, and more. It's Lifestyle Weekends on 1310 WOKR.
Hey folks, Dave Mamato here, host of Avanti Entrepreneur Radio. I'm here to welcome a new sponsor to my show. It's One Down Consulting. A friend of mine, Ron Willie, owns the company. And
you know, I look back at when I started in sales and I had a Rolodex and a phone, and we all have access today to the best sales and marketing technology, but most of us are not using it effectively. And let's face it, the companies that leverage technology will outmarket and outsell their competitors. If you need help with all of this technology to make sure you're maximizing your sales and marketing efforts with technology, then Ron Willey and One Down Consulting is your partner. They can really make sure that you are maximizing your sales and marketing technology strategy, your sales process, your marketing and sales alignment. They have implementation of tools for marketing automation, Salesforce automation, CRM, and so much more. I really encourage you to go to onedownconsulting.com to learn more, and or just reach out to me and I'll connect you.
Think of everything you do to provide for your family. A home, food on the table, healthcare, vacations, and saving for your kids' education. It's all good as long as you're alive. But it's only a drop in the bucket of what they'll need if you die without life insurance. Buying term life insurance is not something you can afford to put off. Call the Term Lifeline now for the lowest possible rates on quality term life insurance. Term life rates are at all-time lows, and we can save you up to 70%. If you already have coverage, you could be paying too much. One call could save you thousands of dollars. We have great rates for smokers, too, or if you have health problems. Providing for today is good, but it's not enough if you die prematurely. Call the Term Lifeline today for a free quote. Protect your family and see if you could save up to 70%.
800-430-1481. 800-430-1481. 800-430-1481. That's 800-430-1481.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? We can help you if you qualify. Your student loans can be taken out of default. We can stop the wage garnishments, stop the collection calls, and stop the seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and see if we can help you reduce your student loan payments. One quick 10-minute call could solve them right now. So call the Student Loan Helpline now.
800-419-2201, 800-419-2201, 800-419-2201, that's 800-419-2201.
This is a fee-based document preparation service to help you access free government programs. Call for complete details, not available in all states.
Serving Canandaigua and Rochester's East Side, 1310 WOKR.
Welcome back. I am Dave Mamano, the host of the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I'm here with John Iannone from Auto Outlets USA, and he's got a great story. John has been a pillar in the Rochester community in the car business. Really a great journey. Started at some of the, you know, as we would say, traditional dealerships. Was the founder of Auction Direct and still is involved with that. And then also Auto Depot USA and now Auto Outlets USA. So, John, tell us, so you started Auto Outlets USA recently, right? How long has it been?
Yeah, 2014. Right.
So it's been about 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And was your where was your first location?
In Wolcott.
In Wolcott. Now, right. Why Wolcott?
It was an underserved market. There was a Chrysler Jeep dealership that had been abandoned. Mm-hmm. Fairly new. It was only 7 or 8 years old when I saw it. It was on 104, and, you know, here again, we knew that we were going to be very strong as far as our online shopper, and we were going to deliver, you know, what we refer to premium cars at outlet prices. So we started there and thought that the, as I said, the underserved market out in Wolcott, Sodus, Oswego, and it was a great first location. Unfortunately, about a year into it, we were struck by lightning, and that was a bit of a setback.
The building itself was struck by lightning.
The building was struck by lightning to the point where it had just burned to the ground. There was nothing left of our building.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, it was a very bad storm that traveled down 104 and. through technology. They even show lightning bolts now, and we identified that. But we rebuilt, and we're bigger and stronger now than we were before.
You're like the Bionic auto dealer, right?
Yeah. You know what?
Rebuilt, we're better and stronger than before.
You always have to pick yourself up by your bootstraps. You can't. Anyways, we're now in four towns: Farmington, Canandaigua location, Spencerport, Webster, and Wolcott. We're looking to expand further out into we're looking a little more into the west side, Batavia, perhaps down in Dansville, and Fulton and North Syracuse as well. So our intention is to get to a point in which Central New York has a very dependable, reliable, good source for pre-owned cars at a very good price, and that's hopefully going to happen over the next year or two.
Yeah. How do you I know you're very instigative and purposeful in your business planning, right?
Right.
So how do you strive to be different than what is already out there? We talked a little bit before the interview. It's all about the people.
Absolutely right.
I'm not telling you anything new here. The stereotype of the used car salesperson, especially when you look back in the 70s and 80s, was not always that good, right? So I would imagine, if me, Dave Amato, was going to open up a shop, I would say I would strive to have the most professional, kind of fight that stereotype, right? Go to the other extreme where it's the experience was like a Ritz-Carlton experience of previously owned cars. I mean, so what, how do you ying when everyone else is yanging in your business?
Well, I think it starts back with the fundamentals. It's delivering the product the way that the consumer wants it delivered, and that's going back to Auto Depot. There was no one there but me and salespeople. So I started the business from hiring every sales associate, talking to every customer who didn't want to buy a car, and trying to find out what happened. Why didn't they want to buy the car? We put an awful lot of effort into making sure the car looked and was driving great. And so I knew there had to be other reasons. And from that, you start to strip away everything. And then you really realize what the consumer was asking for in used cars was transparency. They wanted to know that they weren't getting ripped off. They wanted to know if the car had been in an accident. They wanted to know. And you know what I found out to be very true, Dave, too? It wasn't always about the price. It was the insurance that the car was gone through with a extensive, we have a 119-point inspection that we do. We call it the 119 at Auto Outlet. And we show them the 119 that takes everything from, the way everything works. But here again, it's just trying to kick away all those bad experiences. The car wasn't as it was represented to me. When you come to pick up your car from us, we don't do it outside. We bring the car inside. We open the doors. We want to make sure you understand how your car works. So anyways, here again, it's just listening to what the consumer wanted. I bought the car. I really didn't know, how everything worked. And I would say, well, that's got to be the biggest shame and waste of money that you have these cars now that have more technology than the rockets that went to the moon now. And you don't know how to use your cruise control and what that plus and minus means. So, I so often would tell, the folks that minus is just 1 mile per hour. You hit that, it's only going to go one down. Mm-hmm. You hit the plus, it only goes up one. And so many people have said, I never knew what that meant. So
yeah,
anyways.
I just learned that myself.
Yeah, it's those things to listen to the consumer and then to realize that it's not the car business anymore. You're in the retail business. Step away from those traditional car business pitfalls that you fall into and realize that it's a retail business and it's all about customer service now and it's all about getting the customer back. So, if we had to, put our finger on one thing that kind of drove me to write them business model, it was that transparency aspect. It's just, I'm going to tell you as much as I know. In fact, we're going to shop my car against the competition, and that's how confident I am. We'll do it together on this laptop. And that's why we have them scattered throughout the showroom still.
Great.
You know,
yeah.
I think it's a big point, yeah.
What are, so if I went into, you know, Mr. Smith's used car dealership in Avon, New York, just making it up, and he's a, you know, been doing it for 20 years, and he has a, you know, one, is just the one location. What is going to be different about when I go to your place?
Well, you know, I think the biggest, when you look at the consumer now, I don't think anyone's satisfied with what's on the lot. So I think the biggest thing now is, you know, the average consumer, Dave, about, I believe it was 10 years ago or 12 years ago, wasn't that, they had an average of visiting 6 to 7 dealerships and test driving cars mm-hmm. before they made their choice. It's now down to 1.5. And
why? Because they do more research online.
It's all done online.
Yeah,
they'll read consumer reports. They'll all the dealers now. Most of them participate in one price selling. There's still some traditional sellers out there, but so they do their homework. They refer to Car Gurus, which is a third party site that tells them on a scale of other vehicles, is this a good, fair, average, or excellent buy? So they don't have to do the homework. Pure Cars does the same thing. I know True Cars offers something as well. So there's all these components that really take the market and where you would be exhausted after a 10 or 15 mile radius around your house or visiting the dealerships. Most consumers now shop 75 miles on their search. So it's more likely that you'll travel further for that value. And keep in mind, we're not talking $20 or $30, where, you know, it's a broad kind of scope of where you may have find your savings. So, but getting back to it, it's probably finding what they want and not settling for what's on that small Harry's used car lot.
Yeah. So it seems like it's a much more, quote unquote, educated consumer.
Absolutely.
Coming to the table
with a lot more requirements for their satisfaction.
Yep. Yeah, you see the commercials for with the Carfax or the Carfox, right?
Yeah, exactly, right.
All that stuff, yeah. I mean, I think, it all makes sense. In the 80s when I grew up, I remember my dad, you know, maybe buying the Kelly Blue Book, was it called, right?
And right.
I think that's all the research
right.
he did.
Right.
Because that's all really you could do, right?
Right.
I mean, but now it's crazy. If you don't know the car business, I mean, you really could get an education in, you know, before you go into the dealership online.
Absolutely, right.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I'm going to go to my experience. So a few years ago, I bought a car through you at Auction Direct.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it was a great, I actually enjoyed the experience, which
right.
was surprising to me because mm-hmm. I really never enjoyed the car buying experience before.
Right.
It's kind of like me versus them. You know, mm-hmm. let's do battle here.
Right.
And I always felt like I was battling a lot of BS. Right? I'm like, all right, let's go talk to the man. He's got to go talk to the manager.
Right.
You know, meanwhile, they're
right.
deciding what they're going to have for lunch. And then he comes back out and says, we can't do it. You know,
can't do it. Right, Dave.
But when I went to your place, it seems like everything was transparent, which you used that word before. You didn't have the color that I wanted, or maybe the even exact model, I forget now. But you guys were like, no problem. We'll go find it for you. And I put a couple $100 down as a deposit, which was refundable, or I applied it to the price of the car. Within a few days, you had exactly what I wanted, test drove it, bought it. And it was like a humane, respectful experience,
right.
which at that time I had not experienced yet. So,
right.
That was a great secret sauce because anybody could probably get that car that you guys got for me, but you improve the experience, right?
Right.
You know, you found it at an auction. And so I'm thinking that anybody could do that. Just like, you know, years ago, any coffee shop could have coffee, but I'm paying now for the experience at Starbucks.
Correct.
Right?
Absolutely.
So certainly love the convenience.
Right.
And that's why I use Amazon for some things. But you know what? Jeffrey Bezos, who owns Amazon, or the CEO, is not going to have me, you know, we're not going to have lunch together. because mm-hmm. to tell me that he appreciates his business, right?
Right.
You
exactly
know?
Right, Dave.
You know? Yeah. So, but a guy like you could, right? I mean,
right.
You know, like, we'll, right. you know, mm-hmm. and I walk into your place and, yeah. you know, we know some of the same people. We both grew up in Rochester.
Right.
I think you graduated with Donna Deedy, who's right. one of my yeah. dear friends. Mm-hmm. And so I think that another is, besides the experience, another part of the secret sauce for someone like you.
Right.
Is to, you know, be able to offer things that Jeffrey Bezos cannot, right?
Correct.
And
yeah.
God bless him. He's doing some great things.
I Absolutely.
Mean, my wife went shoe shopping last night online, and I was like, this is unbelievable.
Oh, I know.
One click, and we get the shoes 2 days later.
It's amazing. Right.
And but obviously you're saying, you know, you're saying how can we take what's good about the traditional car business, but also look forward, create an experience, but also take today's technology and how can you guys utilize that for your benefit?
Right. So we're trying to at Auto Outlets USA, we're really pushing the envelope, Dave. I mean, here again, I've been in the business now, I don't know, 30 years, 35 years, and primarily with used cars. And what I'm trying to see happen with Auto Outlets USA is, yeah, the great pricing, you know, and all that. But what we want to really be the innovator of in our area is bringing a selection of thousands of cars to our consumer, not just what I have in inventory. So what we're trying to do and what we're working on right now through a few different companies is we're trying to get the consumer to understand that, here again, get exactly what you want because Auto Outlets will go out there and get it for you. And the reason why we can do it and perhaps other dealerships can't offer it is because the way that we have set up our relationships with two major companies, one is a large auction house and the other one's a large bank. And through our communications, what they're going to be able to do is give a direct pipeline to our customers. So if you were scouting our 400 cars that we have online and you didn't like what you saw or whatever, we're going to give you access to what we see as a dealer. So you know what's coming up and you may be interested in the 2015 Escalade because it only has 15,000 miles. And by the way, it's an off-lease, and GMAC is offering it to us. And we want to be your broker. We want to be that customer advocate. And we feel that's a step towards the Amazon model. You certainly can't please everyone. Every used car is so much different. So even if you have 400, you still won't have everything, and not even close to it. So if you truly want to have kind of that Amazon model, it starts with one thing. And that's the inventory, the selection. So our biggest thing now is to be the conduit between the world of inventory that's offered to dealers and our consumer.
Very cool. Hey, John, on that note, we're going to take one quick break. I'm here with John Iannone from Auto Outlets USA, 4 great locations, more coming, and we'll be back in a minute.
Join Gordon Deal weekdays from 5 to 9 for America's Morning News on 1310 WOKR.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-368-5184. 800-368-5184. 800-368-5184. 800-368-5184.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe.
all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-219-8332. 800-219-8332. 800-219-8332. That's 800-219-8332.
Boy, man, I had a rough night's sleep. Boy, I got a letter from the IRS yesterday, and I just couldn't sleep. Man, I'm dying here. Somebody help me.
IRS problems affect more than just your finances. If you're ready to take back control of your life and you owe more than $10,000, you need to call the Tax Doctor. Their expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and state collectors and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. The IRS has recently released new programs geared in helping struggling taxpayers, where you may qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor right now. See if you qualify to pay less. 800-989-1694. 800-989-1694. 800-989-1694. Again, 800-989-1694.
Something new in talk radio. 1310 WOKR.
Hi, welcome back to the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am Dave Mamano, your host. I'm here with local car legend John Iannone. Do you like that?
That's a stretch.
Put that on your business card there. John Iannone is the founder of Auction Direct and also now Auto Outlets USA, doing some great things by shaking up the status quo when it comes to not only buying a car regarding the selection available for previously owned cars, but the experience. And we were talking about the experience, how, you know, we were talking about how many businesses have been really improved to the next level when it comes to just shaping the experience. Before Starbucks, there was a lot of mom and pop coffee shops, and still are. But why are people willing to pay, you know, $5 for a cup of coffee at Starbucks? Well, they're also paying for the experience, the emotion that Starbucks gives them when they're buying and drinking coffee at Starbucks with their friends. And John Iannone really is striving, and I'll say is doing that with the I don't want to say used car. We want to say previously enjoyed cars. What's the proper term?
I've heard it all, Dave. Pre-owned, pre-owned, used, yeah. Pre-enjoyed.
Pre-enjoyed. I like pre-enjoyed. Yeah, the pre-enjoyed, right. Just not enjoyed too much, right?
Exactly.
So for the pre-enjoyed car business, and I as a previous customer can attest to that I actually enjoyed the experience of buying a car. I talk about it. I remember that the guy, I remember my salesman, Andy, I'm forgetting his last name now, but Andy, such a good guy.
Yeah.
And we happen to know somebody that he went to high school with, and she used to work for me. And so it's experiences like that, just I think make it part of the secret sauce of your experience, is those connections that, you know, you can't get online all the time, or Amazon.com. Right. Like, we can search for cars online through you. But at the end of the day, I want to feel comfortable when I buy a car. And if I have an issue, a challenge, a problem, I just want to feel secure that I can trust and I can go back to John or the salesperson and talk about it, and feel like, yes, they will take care of me. Even though they're selling hundreds of cars per month.
Right.
I still matter.
Sure.
I'm not going to be a number on a spreadsheet, right?
Absolutely.
And from a guy that doesn't really know your business, I mean, I've never sold cars, but just a little side note here, from a guy that's outside your woods, that has to be a crazy challenge/opportunity. You're selling hundreds of cars per month. And you know, a lot of those people are going to come back to you with like, oh, I don't like the way the left wheel sounds, or
right.
Is that a whole nother department of how to deal with, you know, customers that are coming back for with questions or concerns?
Yeah, there's definitely you know, we try and do our best, but there's used cars here again. I think you try and go through them as well as you can with a, like we had talked about before, a certification, you know, procedure on it. Mm-hmm. So it eliminates a lot of that, Dave.
Oh, that's
great. So there's not a tremendous amount, but when there is, I think the most important thing that, you know, we strive, and I tell all my managers that, you know, there's nothing more important. I don't care if we're in a meeting. If there's a customer issue, you take the call, you take it. Because I think we've all been stranded. I think we've all had a bad experience. I think we've all had the anxiety of not having a car. So we hold that dearly, but you're right. You can only try and prevent what you can try and prevent with the 119 point inspection we do. And if it does come back, it's top priority. You give a loaner and you try and make it right for next time. And if you do the effort, people understand.
Yeah.
If they see that you care, you know, genuinely care about making sure that they, if they were inconvenienced, you try and make it up in some capacity. And that's what I tell our sales associates, you know, people still buy from people.
Yeah.
Don't lose that, you know, that one-on-one. It's very important to to get all our customers back, obviously. But I think it's even more so now because you're obviously your points of contact now that a person experiences are so much more intense than what it was before, when the only really broadcast you had was your newspaper, TV, or radio. Now it's your cell phone, and it's obviously your laptop, and it's your computer, and it's still your... So what we try and do, obviously, is here is keep our foundation of customers, let them know we care. But more importantly, as I said before, just following up and following through once that car gets delivered to make sure you know, that everything's okay.
Yeah, that's great. And I think those people that come back and you take care of them, that's your best advertisement.
100%.
Because they're going to say,
absolutely.
Oh my God, maybe they're coming in mad or ready for battle based on past experiences. And you guys are there with open arms like, oh, well, how can we help you? And you probably take them by surprise. But of course, in my 22 years of owning business, I have made mistakes, right?
Absolutely.
Angry customers.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one guy, we ran, you know, so when I had my magazine, we ran the wrong ad. And the guy called, very upset, you know, called my salesperson, wanted to talk to the CEO. I got on the phone. And he's yelling at me. And I listened to him and I let him finish. I said, very sorry. And I admitted the mistake right away.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what would you like us to do? And he goes, well, I want a free ad for the next issue. And I said, well, you know, unfortunately, I can't do that. And he said, what? You know, he's like getting more mad. And I said, well, I don't think that's enough. So I think I want to do 3 free ads for you and give you a booth at my next event. And it was silence, right? I totally took his guns away, totally unarmed him. And he could not believe how I turned that around. And he ended up being like my biggest ambassador. Right.
Yeah.
So this
absolutely.
Was a guy that was pissed off, ready mm-hmm. to kill me. I would see him at events. He would bring people over to me talking about how wonderful it was to do business with us. So, you know, sometimes you turn a customer that's not happy with you into one of your best ambassadors, right?
It's not how you start, it's how you finish, right,
like
David?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely it is.
So, John, we got about 10 minutes left.
Okay.
And you've been an entrepreneur now for, would you say, 30 years?
Probably. Well, you know, I really started writing probably back in 2000, 2001. I started to really try and expand my business.
The vision
that I had and kind of wanted to go after it.
So have you made any mistakes along the way?
I've made all the mistakes. Twice, maybe.
Love
sometimes,
that question. Yeah, I just wanted to be sure, right?
Yeah, but who doesn't? I mean, you have to, you know, we talked a little earlier. I mean, I think we both have that insatiable grasping of the gold rings. We want to be successful. And I think, you know, here again, everyone can talk about success on different levels. But I can tell you honestly, my success every time is to is the families I employ and the great people that work for me. Without a doubt, every time I start an organization, I'm very thankful and humbled by the people who give me everything every day to do it, because we do have a good track record of selling pre-owned cars. We do. When we're in the market, people know we're going to sell a lot of cars, and it's just great people that rally around me every time I put a business model together. So my hat's off. We've opened up 4 stores in 2 years. You know, we're selling well over 200 a month already. And
200, huh? Wow.
Yeah, so we're doing, you know, and we're pacing to, as I said before, we want to get 8 to 10 stores in the central New York area, somewhere between Buffalo and Albany is our target market. And I think the next, next evolution of the car business, as I said before, is taking all that inventory and making it available for the gentleman in Rochester who wants to look at the car that's in Fredericksburg, Virginia. And why not? You know, the technology's there. So we're evolving to that. And we're also going to try and press to be one of the first to offer a complete transaction online where you don't have to deal with some states require still wet signatures, but some states don't. So we're developing the software to do that. So here again, the car business is going to change dramatically over the next 12 years, not just the way it's sold, but the products that we're selling. You've heard the onslaught of electric cars, the predictions of whatnot, Volvo not going to have anything but an electric car by 2020.
Oh, is that right, Volvo?
Volvo is, well, that's going to also include hybrids, but but a total push. And I think everyone's going to follow. But anyways, getting back to that, as I said before, I think as we see it, you know, the used car business is going to be a business that's turned up on its head for the simple fact that the big boys are going to take over it. The CarMaxes, the Lithia groups, the Sonics, perhaps groups you haven't heard of yet in upstate New York, but you will. Mm-hmm. These are the groups that have 200 locations. Very wealthy. They'll come in here and they'll organize the chain of mom and pas and say, okay, here's the software we use. And obviously try and consolidate, make it better, you know? So, and I'm not sure that's bad for the consumer, Dave. Mm-hmm. I really don't. I'm not sure it's to that level yet. I think that the consumer's right now probably in a really good place because there is, it's a highly dealered market upstate New York. You can get really good deals here because of that. And I think as you go down south, the deals aren't as good. And you'll find that there's larger dealerships down there, fewer but larger ones. And that's by design as the population shrunk in upstate New York. But anyhow, I think the future of the car business is about the consumer's ability to get better inventory. I'm talking used cars. I'm not talking new cars. Obviously, you can order a new car the way you want it. But I think that that's going to be is the race to now. It's not only great pricing, but how much inventory can you offer that consumer? And that's the race I'm on.
Great.
Yeah.
What do you do best as a business owner? What is your superpower?
Well, I guess if there was something that I think that's probably the most important thing, if I don't know if it's my superpower, but it's something that I ask everyone in the organization to do is to, and I know it sounds cliche and it sounds kind of, but I want everyone to care. That's it. That simple, small word. If you care, you're going to be part of my team. We'll find, you know, Walt Disney had a great saying, right? Hire the smiles, teach the skills. And I'm a big believer in that because you can't have a great work environment unless you have great people like we discussed again. And you're not going to take any organization to the next level unless the people care. And I think that's what we've always assembled is a group of people that probably outperform because they care about it, and we all kind of have the same kind of passion for what we do. So, you know, for the entrepreneurs that are out there, I think that's, you get a great idea, but even more important, get great people to support your idea.
That's right. Yeah. Yep. It's at the end of the day, you're right. It's all about the people.
It's all about the people.
I love that line from Walt Disney. I even heard that. I've heard that, you know, businesses will hire for attitude and, you know, train the skills, but that's a better way to say it. So it was hire for smiles. What was it? What is it?
Hire the smiles.
Hire the smiles.
Teach the skills.
Teach the skills. I do like that. All right. Very cool. That's good. What do you do? I mean, obviously, you're very on top of, learning and making sure you're on the cutting edge of business skills. What things do you do to make sure that, you know, your brain is constantly excited about the latest cutting edge, you know, business strategies?
Yeah. So there's great people in our market. I mean, Eric Milch is
Eric
one
Milch.
Of my
I went
great
to high school with him.
Yes. And he speaks very highly of you, Dave, as well. And he's a great resource. But you know what I do? I buy magazines because, believe it or not, technology moves that fast that if you buy some of the texts, the textbooks, it's already outdated. So yeah. I try and stay on it by Newsweek, some of the stuff that we have, automotive news, see where the industry is going. It's a monthly publication. But to try and stay on top of it, Dave, I've done a number of things that tried to pick out the best retailers. Some of my favorites, Zappos. Mm-hmm. Obviously, if you're an Amazon Prime, you've experienced what I've experienced. How can they get this computer to me in 2 days? So I've taken that, and like I said before, I don't think that any business nowadays, I don't care what widget you have, that's not the business. It's not the car business. It's the retail business now. We all have to understand that. And like we had opened up the show with, it's a price-driven marketplace when you talk about pre-owned cars, obviously. And it's something that I think in today's day and age of satisfying the consumer to the level in which they want to be satisfied. Back to your coffee drinking experience. It's just the coffee. I want the experience that goes with it. So our consumers more and more walk in, Dave, and they'll tell me, no, I'm looking for a black one, or no, I'm looking for a white one. So many times when we don't close the deal, it's not because of our pricing, it's because they haven't found the perfect pre-owned car. So that's my quest now is to say, okay, the only deals I'm really losing are the ones I can't find. So let's work this out. Let's figure out a better way.
John Iannone from Auto Outlets USA. Believe it or not, we're out of time.
Oh,
that went quick, huh?
It went really quick, Dave.
I know. So, John, quickly, if people want to get a hold of you,
okay,
come see you, come one of your locations, one of your four locations to do some shopping for cars.
Sure.
What's the best way to get a hold of you?
Probably the best way to get a hold of me is right on through the website, autooutletsusa.com. Don't forget the S in outlets.
Mm-hmm.
We have all of our locations, as I said before, are pretty spread out. So if you're in the area, we have our Spencerport location on the west side, our Wolcott location on the far east side, a southern location, Farmington, Canandaigua, and right in the center is Webster. So probably 20 minutes from each one of our locations. So come on out and give us a shot to earn your business. We'd appreciate that.
Great. Thank you so much, John.
Thank
appreciate
you, Dave.
You having on the show once again. John Iannone from Auto Outlets USA. Check him out, autooutletsusa.com. And I wish you continued success.
Thanks, David.
And thank you, Avanti Entrepreneur listeners. Appreciate you listening to the show. And last but not least, if you or someone you know would like to be considered to be on the show as a guest, I'm always looking for business movers and shakers, please throw me an email at david@davidmamano.com. That's M-A-M-M-A-N-O, david@davidmamano.com. Make sure to check us out on the web at davidmamano.com. And AvantiEntrepreneurGroup.com. Make it a great day and stay awesome.
That's what I'm talking about. 1310 WOKR.